the League and Arts Wisconsin have been working together for almost 10 years, I think, on a variety of projects. We started with a set of annual awards that recognize civic leaders and local elected officials called the Arts in the Community Awards. And that was our first project. And from there, we've just kept going because our missions, visions, and purposes are very aligned. We, both organizations, care about and work for Wisconsin's people and communities. And so we have done the awards every year. We do something called Creative Economy Week, which I think you and I talked about a few weeks ago, which happens in May. And now we have jointly come out with this State of the Creative Economy Report called 21st Century Wisconsin. It's all about the what's happening in the arts and creativity in terms of economic growth, educational progress, healthy communities around the state, from Milwaukee to the smallest community. And it presents a snapshot in time of the amazing things that are happening. And it makes recommendations for what could happen in the future to really grow this economy. Because this, as the title says, this really is the 21st century economy. It's all about small business, entrepreneurship, creativity as a resource, and unique, vibrant, healthy communities. So we've just released this report. We've sent it out by email around the state. Now we're sending out hard copies to decision makers and civic leaders and people doing the work, and we're excited to have it.
If you could capsulize some of the key points.
Well, the main part of the report is are a lot of stories about what's happening in Wisconsin. As I said, snapshots of things that are happening in Rhinelander and things that are happening in Milwaukee and in Prairie du Chien and all over the place. We also, the other main part of it is our recommendations for the ways that the state and communities, public and private sectors, could invest in the arts for greater good. So right now, a lot of states around the country are really examining what economic growth means in the 21st century. And as I said, it's really all about unique, authentic, local, community-based, sustainable kinds of organizations and businesses and communities. And so Wisconsin has all the assets it needs to succeed in the 21st century. And as I said, there is already a lot of activity going on. What we're doing is recommending actions that communities can take, again, public and private, and that the state can take, again, public and private, to do even more. So some of those recommendations are focusing on regions or a community's assets. So what kind of creative people do you have? What sort of unique qualities are there about your community? what kind of entrepreneurial programs are going on that you can build on? It's not necessarily about bringing in new stuff and importing ideas and people and businesses. It's about economic gardening is one way to put it. Asset-based community development is another way to put it. So it's really focusing and being strategic about those assets and how to grow them. And so we're recommending that, for example, municipalities form advisory committees that can really take on the creative economy and community development. We are recommending that arts education be available for all Wisconsin students, because the arts provide the skills that all kids need to succeed in the 21st century workforce and world. Things like that, sort of looking at, as I said, looking at a community's assets and having public-private partnerships that grow those assets.
And how is this going to be rolled out?
Well, as I said, we announced it starting on Monday and made a big splash. Now I'm trying to do as many media interviews as possible, so thank you for giving me this platform. We're going to be delivering hard copies this week to members of the legislature, candidates on a lot of different levels, chambers of commerce, directors of arts businesses, people who are making the arts happen. So that will be happening this week and for the next few weeks. And, you know, It's election season. And so we're going to make sure that the candidates for governor and candidates for the legislature and for Congress have this information so that when they talk about Wisconsin's future, they can talk about how the arts and creativity are an integral part of that future. So it's a promotional campaign. It's an advocacy campaign. You know, we're sharing information about how many great things are happening in Wisconsin and how we all can really benefit from more focus and more strategy around those assets.